individual, please.
929, request of Steve Spinett to address council regarding paradigm shift on approach to homelessness.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Commission and Mayor
Wheeler. My name is Steve Spinett, and I'm a businessman in the city of Portland. I was also the former mayor of Damascus. So I want to talk to you about pretty much just give you my opinion on the homelessness. 2 years ago, before the homeless sweep at the Springwater Corridor, I made friends with the homeless community. My automotive business borders about 500 feet of the corridor near Southeast 92nd Avenue. When I say made friends, I really did. I provided water, electricity, even had a barbecue for them. But mostly my relationship was an ongoing thing with them. I was known among them. I was allowed into any camp. They let me in. I knew their issues. 6 months of almost daily visits, I spoke hope into them. I told them their true identity. Most of them, all of the women that I talked to, but most of them began to cry when I told them who they really were. I don't believe they're really drug addicts. I believe that there's something deep inside of them that's far greater than that. And I spoke that to them. I gave them hope. I told them that I was able to put a longtime heroin user into a home with a family. I love my homeless neighbors. I also had the safest business in town. On one side, and there was no fence separating my property with the homeless camp, was just a few feet away. It was just right there. Lots of homeless people and $100,000 Porsches and Mercedes right on the other side. And I had no problems. I found out almost all of those who were out there were drug addicts. I found this out only after I made friends with them. I saw what the young ladies went through, having to sell themselves for the next dose. I saw the perpetrators almost with the same MO, men from their early 20s to early 40s, almost all with black bags and old motorhomes and the rape that happens in them. This is the point I want to make. 95 plus percent of these folks were drug users, primarily heroin and meth. I only met two families who didn't appear on drugs, to be on drugs. Shelters in affordable housing. I want to hear this right, because I don't want to be combative. Shelters in affordable housing is like giving pain meds to someone with an infected foot, hoping the infection goes away. We must deal with the infection. I just have some suggestions, but I haven't delved down and deep into how the city operates as far as homelessness, but I see certain things that have raised a concern. First one, correctly identify the problem. I say over 90% are drugs and mental illness. Work with the state of Oregon and other municipalities on the mental illness concern. Treat drug dealers as criminals. Small drug dealers, big drug dealers, they're all the same to me. Give Portland a reputation of a bad place to be if you're going to sell drugs. If possible, reappropriate money away from affordable housing and build prisons to incarcerate the dealers through due process, of course. channel money to drug rehabilitation facilities.
Time's up.
Oh, they're okay.
And did you provide us written testimony?
I do, and I can hand
okay.
it.
Okay, and I extended it for security reasons. You mentioned you were going to be combative, and we don't want that. So
I'm not going to be combative.
Okay, great.
That's what I
thought. I heard that.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Thank you for your testimony, and I'll appreciate your written testimony.
That's a good idea.